initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. New time for your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn. Lights, camera, action! You're on.
Hello, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. It is Friday. Vaughn here. He's actually doing our show the second time. Our producer is doing something with the Bucks game tonight,
Peter,
right?
Peter is having fun.
Yes.
Hey, this is Niecy P. I'm here, you guys.
Yes, I'm excited. You are.
I'm excited. So am I. I got stuck in traffic in the rain. And if you guys live in Florida, you know how we get those torrential rains from time to time. And coming across that Gandy Bridge was not fun at all. But I
made
it.
Well, you're here. You're here.
So I'm here.
I have some exciting news. We're going to kick off. Today I had a chance to get everybody in the station. And we're here with film directors, actors. And I have a special surprise for you. Let me see if you know who this next guest is going to be. And Vaughn, are you ready? We're gonna give the hint. Let's play that music.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves.
Isn't? I know. But here's the surprise. And there's another intro we're going to play right now.
Okay. Listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is TAM Talk Radio.
And now, yes, that was a shout-out from John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard. And let's go to, actually, his interview right now. We're super excited. There's great advice as a director, an actor, John Schneider Studios, his music. And we're going to play his music right after the interview, and we'll be right back. Enjoy.
Okay, so welcome to the show. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, here at our beautiful Clearwater Beach studios. And, John, thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. And what I wanted to ask you a couple questions. Tell us more about John Schneider Studios.
Well, I'm sitting there right now. We're 58 acres in Louisiana. And we've got two sound stages and post-production and rivers and lakes and swamps and a couple of houses that were built in 1910. So if people are looking for a one-stop shop for their independent film, that's what we're trying to be here. So that's we've done seven films myself with Alicia. We've done seven films here, and about four or five other ones have shot since I bought the place in 2013. And it's great. It's just great. It's a paradise.
That's amazing.
It's an absolute paradise. Yeah, I'm looking out over the cypress knees of a beautiful swamp right now, and I'm only 2 feet from my edit bay. I walked out the back door, and I'm sitting here on a swamp, and you'd think I was 100 miles away from a plug.
Oh, my gosh. Well, your music, we're excited to play your music today, and you've got such...
Thank you.
Yes, we played your I'll Buy You a Beer last week. And
I'll buy you a beer. Oh, I love that.
Yes, and so a couple questions I also have, you know, for you. A lot of them are coming in, and Carrie had asked, she's one of my reporters in Michigan, was asking me, why did you choose country music?
I love country music. My dad was always into country music, even though I'm from New York. He played in a square dance band, so country music was part of my early life. But I really like the fact that most country music relies on a really good story well told. Most really good country music is a fantastic story you can get caught up into. Mm-hmm. It's not just what we call ear candy. It's not just a beat and some words that rhyme and that's the end of it. It's songs like Ring of Fire, songs like Straight in Miss Emily's Picture, even fun, crazy songs like Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Nice.
You know, there's always a story to a country music song that's a really good one.
Exactly.
So I'm a storyteller. You know, I love movies. I love television. I've done my fair share of theater and things. So I'm very story-based. That's why I love country music.
Love it. Also, too, have you been submitting any of your films to the film festivals? What are your plans with that?
We're self-distributing, just like we do with the music.
Nice.
Film festivals are great. We actually did a film festival called Cineflix Fest, and we may do that again. But the end result, the end hope of a film festival is that someone will buy your film.
Right.
And honestly, I'd rather continue owning it. I've been involved in many films that have not made any money, but I've been involved with a couple that have made, like I did a movie called October Baby that I didn't have any back end participation in, and that movie cost about $500,000 and made almost $30 million.
Okay, right.
So somebody does it. Somebody does it every year. Why not me?
You know, that is great advice because a lot of people wait to be discovered. They wait to do things. You know, John, and when I interviewed Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures, he said, get out there, start shooting, start sending your things out there, do it yourself. You know, everyone waits for that golden opportunity, and you're just a major example about that to prove it
to
people.
That's so funny. You mentioned Robert. My smile and my partner in life and everything is Alicia Elaine, and Alicia used to run Robert Evans' company right there at Paramount.
Oh, how
so
funny.
So her stamina and her, okay, we're going to get this done, and we're going to, you know, come hell or high water, we're going to put together a great team of people we trust, and we'll get it done, came from Robert Evans, and he just pulled Robert Evans out of the hat. That's fantastic.
Wow. You know, Robert.
I've been at Robert's house. I have sat on the end of the bed and talked Hollywood with Robert Evans. So that's really cool.
Oh, my God. Yes, we were in the Palm Beach Post together after a big interview. And he took my calls, and he's like, okay, what do you need? So that was super cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, he's great. He's the last of the great Hollywood moguls.
Oh, that's so good to hear that. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So another quick question came in. This is amazing. One of our gals, EJ, she's our producer as well. Marissa is 9 years old, and she wants to know how she can work with you on the Children's Miracle Network. She wants to write you a letter, and she's 9 years old. Any advice to her?
Absolutely. Just write me a letter and send it to John Schneider Studios at gmail.com.
Perfect.
I'll get it. I'm assuming she's down there in Florida, and we do our annual celebration we do at Disney World. So if she's that close, then I'm sure there's something she can do to help. Now, we have a 35-year-old organization now, and we've raised just shy of $6 billion, with a B, $6 billion for Children's Hospital. So it's great that she's 11 and she wants to help. That's a very good sign.
Well, that also includes another question. You know, John, I have reporters all over, and they have to come up with a platform. And adding to that, I would like to work with you on that and get them out there to do, funding and do charity work to help raise as well. That would be part of their
Absolutely.
Platform. That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, we're there, and we have a children's hospital. Wherever your coworkers are, we have a children's hospital. So, and all the money we raise in each area stays there, 100% of the money that's raised goes right there to the children's hospital, wherever they happen to be. whether it's Vanderbilt in Tennessee, or whether it's L.A. Children's in Los Angeles, or what we have, we've got Arnold Palmer Hospital down in southern Florida. So we're everywhere.
Wow. Now, a real quick question I have myself. Do you remember getting your first big break and how you felt?
Well, you know, I have a different definition of a big break, and I always have. I think your big break is when you realize what it is you are supposed to do and you start doing it.
Thank you.
So that's a big break.
I agree.
Now, the first time I got hired, first time I got hired, I had to shave my head. I had to play a Marine. This was in 1977.
Okay.
About 1976, 77. And it's when we all had very long, poofy hair just before Dukes of Hazzard. And I shaved my head and I made $100 for the day playing the Marine.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was worth it.
Right?
You do what you have to do.
I agree. You know, I tell a lot of comedians that are on my show, they're like, I can't wait till I make it. And I'm like, my God, enjoy the process. You have an audience full of people at the improv. You know, enjoy the process. Exactly.
Knowing what you're supposed to do is making it.
Right. And you've been in a lot of faith-based films, you know, and that's so great to hear about that. Tell us more about, will you be making more films? People are asking if they can send headshots to you. Can you give us a little insight?
This year has been all about music. 2016, we got flooded twice. So 2016, we made two movies in 2016 and had two floods. And then in 2017, we only made one film, but we also made 30 or so songs. We recorded 30 or so songs. 2018, we recorded 52 songs.
Wow.
So this year has been all about music. Next year, I hope that we get back into more. I want to do two films a year here.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to get our feet firmly planted on stage and have a real viable tour going next year to support all this music, which actually started last week. I played Nashville last week. Going to play the Ryman Auditorium again here this winter. But all that to say that yes, we will be doing more movies, but that will not be until 2019. And again, if people just go to John Snyder Studios on Facebook. Or johnsnyderstudios.com. When you go to johnsnyderstudios.com, or you go to check out the Odyssey if you want to buy the Odyssey, which could be great because again, we're totally independent. A little pop-up menu will come up. It'll put you on a mailing list, and when you're on that mailing list, you'll know for sure when we are filming and what we're doing. And at that point, we can accept headshots and things. But I have to tell you, the movies that we make. Do not have a lot of people in them because we finance them ourselves as well.
Right.
They are also story-driven, so they're not. There's not going to be a scene where there's 100 people in a crowd or even 10.
Right, okay.
There are very, very few people in the movies that we make, so don't feel left out if you don't get in one because it's just the nature of what we do.
Right. That's oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Another question that came in, how did Tyler Perry approach you for the series of Have and Have Nots?
Well, and it was great. You auditioned for Tyler by invitation only.
Wow.
And so I got the invitation to go read for the lovable Jim Cryer. And there was a couple other people there that I knew. And I was excited about it. It was the third time in my life that I read something, and I thought, oh, okay, this is the next one. This is for me. First time I felt that was Dukes of Hazzard. Second time I felt that was when I read Smallville. And the third time I felt that is when I read The Haves and Have Nots. I thought, oh, okay, all right, God, I see. This is the next one. And it was and it is. And we are still going strong. We're on every Tuesday night. Have nearly 4 million people watching it every week, which in this day and age, that's a phenomenal number.
It is for sure.
So and I play just a rascal. It's so much fun. I like to say I make J.R. Ewing look like a youth pastor.
I agree with you. That question was from Lena Gorecki, my sister-in-law. She was like, she's a big fan of yours. Also, J.W. Schneider, I don't know if he's related to you, but he said, what is your favorite genre to work? Is it acting or directing?
I love to direct. I tell you what, directing, directing, editing, creating the story and seeing people into it is so, so rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say I don't love the acting part, but I have to tell you, when you have... you have written and directed a film, and you don't even necessarily have to be in it. Once you've done that, everything else becomes so easy that it hardly seems like work at all.
Exactly.
So, and I really like to work. I like to work hard. I think that goes before I got on the phone. I'm in editing a video we did to one of our songs is called Tumbleweeds.
Nice.
We were in Brooklyn, New York, night before last, filming a police officer under the Brooklyn Bridge. And now I'm here by the swamp cutting this whole video together. So I love telling stories with pictures. I don't mind saying words. That's fun.
Right.
But I really, really, really love the directing part.
Well, we're going to start playing your music every week, so we're excited, and people are excited.
Excellent.
I know, we're very excited. And, you know, I do have another question. I have some reporters
sure.
that are in Louisiana. One looks like Linda Carter. She's Wonder Woman. She has 7 children. I couldn't believe it. And she was asking me, as well as Denise, one of our other younger reporters, is there ever a time that they could come over to John Schneider Studios and sit with you and do an interview with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, There's a great way around it. You can come here if you go to johnschneiderstudios.com. We actually have an Airbnb here.
Really?
And every weekend. This is the only weekend I'm going to be here, actually. Alicia and I will not be gone. We will be here this weekend. So Saturday, we get together. We have a great pool. This place used to be a summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a 220,000-gallon swimming pool that people come in. I think they pay $10 and they're $20. I don't know what it is. You find it on the website. And they come in, and if you're here, then hell, let's have an interview.
Oh, that's super cool. They would love that. And you know what? That is a memory maker, John, for reporters to do that. And that's what I do. I help train them. And we're excited because we're also on 3 TV networks. We just got picked up by 24 Flicks, the International Christian Film Festival. Marty.
That's fantastic.
I know, and VH2.TV as well. So we're helping a lot of the youth and helping dreams come true. And I know my producer, Ed, is in the other room there, and I'm trying to get his attention to ask, do you have a question for John? I want to say hi. He just says hello. He says hello. He's a big Ed. He's amazing here. And also, is there any advice that you can give young actors? We do a lot of auditions. We have a lot of film directors here auditioning talent on the air for their movies. Is there any advice you can give them? That's another big question coming in.
Well, my big advice to everybody, it sounds so simple, but it's not. It's actually very hard. Acting is two things. It's listening and responding. People think acting is memorizing and then acting. Acting has nothing to do with looking in a mirror and trying to figure out what face makes you look sad. Acting has to do with listening to what someone is saying and reacting to it. They're saying something sad, listen to it, and you will naturally react to it. Kind of like what people say, well, just be yourself. That's the most impossible thing to be when you're acting, just be yourself. But you can listen, and you can respond. Most people, especially folks who are just getting into it, they're not listening to what the other person is saying. They are waiting for their turn to speak.
Right.
What? And you can tell. You can tell that. And it looks stiff, and it looks unengaged, and it's not interesting. So, my secret to acting, listen, respond.
Excellent advice from you. My gosh. Well, John, it is such a pleasure. And I do want to tell everybody, I love your video feed. Sometimes I'm watching you. You've got some things that you're selling and on your site as well. Give your website.
We're pushing that music.
Exactly. Now, are you on downloads that they can download that to their ringtones or their music as well?
Yeah. Go to iTunes, you can get it there. You can also get it on Spotify. The thing about Spotify is it's free, which is great, unless you happen to be the person who spent all the money to make the music.
Right.
So if you listen to it on Spotify, which I recommend, and you like it, then please go to John Schneider Studios on Facebook and like that page, and then press the Shop Now button. And that Shop Now button for the last couple of weeks has been directed directly to the store where the Odyssey project is. And what you get then is you get the first 2 CDs of the Odyssey. So there are 20 songs in the first 2.
Wonderful.
And Can I Buy You a Beer is on there. I believe I Hate Cancer is on there. Toolbox is on there. Some great, great music. But if you want to kick the tires, as they say, first, then go to Spotify and listen to John R. I had to use my middle initial there. Mm-hmm. John R. Schneider. Listen to a playlist, and if you love the music, then please buy it. Because, like I said, we have paid for every airplane ticket, every guitar pick, and every guitar string.
Wow!
So, if you'd like to support independent music and independent thought, and independent film, and independent people, which I have a feeling you are,
yes,
then get a hold of the music that way too.
You know, I'm going to have to hook you up with my friend. I don't know if you know Barbara Norton. She's part of the legislation for the state of Louisiana, and she owns 5 radio stations over in Shreveport.
Yes,
yes, I'll connect you with your PR lady that Jen.
Yeah, Jen, please do. I'd love to talk with her.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's so funny. Like usual, I don't know why this is true, but it's easier for me to do interviews out of state than it is for me to do them right here in my own backyard. And I don't know why. It's easier for them to get set up elsewhere. But that's kind of a biblical standard, isn't it? No man's a hero in his own hometown.
I know. Well, you know, I know Barbara has a lot of connects right there with the TV networks in Shreveport as well. And I'll definitely pass that number over.
Great.
And if you're ever in Clearwater Beach, if you're ever here, we would love to come over and cover any events or love you in the station. You know, pop in and see us.
I'll come in. I'll bring my guitar and we'll play. We're actually going to be up in the Panhandle. We're playing Altar Pensacola and Panama City Beach, starting, I think, next week.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be at least in Florida. I realize it's not right in your neighborhood, but we'll get there.
Panama Beach. Okay. Is there any other local actually coming up tours that you're doing that people can go in and sign up and buy tickets?
Well, if they want to go up to in Panama City Beach, there is a beautiful resort that Holiday Inn made there, and I'm going to play there, I think, starting next week. Just look up John Schneider. Actually, again, go to John Schneider Studios on Facebook, and you'll see it. Everything we're doing will pop up there.
That is...
And, yeah, because I love Florida. My mother was actually from Sanford, Florida, so I spent a lot of my childhood.
Really?
At least down in that area.
In Sanford. It's grown so much. I lived there, too, for a while, and their airport is... Oh, my gosh. The Sanford is so quaint over there, and it's grown so much. That's,
yeah, there was nothing there when I was there.
Wow.
But I love Florida. I love Pensacola. We spent some time at Pensacola last week. So, yeah, check it out. John Schneider Studios on Facebook. Like the page. And then
wonderful.
Look at the schedule. Events. Just look at the events tab. And everything we're doing over the next month will pop right up.
That would be great, John. And we'd love to have the John Schneider Hour. Just all music. You playing guitar in the studio. That would
Let's
be fabulous. Seriously,
Let's
that would be fun. Any Friday that you're down here. And we have a sailboat. We have a 37-foot Endeavor sailboat, me and my husband. So we're always out sailing and take you out sailing with your family. That would be
I'd
wonderful.
Love that.
That would be cool.
I'd love it.
Well, thank you so much for your time, John. And
you're welcome,
God bless
Don.
You.
I appreciate your helping to support this music. And God bless you. And I will see you down there in Florida on the sailboat.
Sounds good, John Schneider in Louisiana.
Right.
He's on tour. All right. Thank you, John, for your time. God bless you again.
Just a minute. Okay, so that was exciting. And Nisi, you have a message because John's going to be hearing this. You'd like to play his music on your station as well.
I am so excited about that. I get to play John Schneider's music on my radio station. You guys have to listen to Live 365 and search for The Inner Sanctum, and you will hear his music. And as of right now, I am going to schedule it every day.
I know.
Every day this week, you guys have an opportunity to listen. So check out the schedule. But I just love his music. It is just so cool. I just love
it. Well, we're going to go
beer.
Right to one of the new songs he just wrote called Crackle Barrel.
Oh.
And I love Crackle Barrel. I mean, that's my favorite spot.
I like the beer song.
Yes, I'll buy you a beer.
I'll buy you a beer. I love that song.
So we're going to go to the song Crackle Barrel, and we'll be right back with some of our VIP guests that are in the studio with us. I'm Dawn Reese, and you are?
Nisi P.
We'll be right back.
Na 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 na. I'll be up late tonight, working double overtime. 2 a.m. graveyard shift work. I went for a drive, saw the bright lit up sign. So I stopped for a bite, cause my head hurt. Amid all the tickets and the hustle round the kitchen, I watched from my table with my eggs over light. To my left, to my right, with 30 different lights, and we all wound up here tonight. There's drunks, rednecks, truckers, and college kids, a family of four on their way to the beaches, a young couple dreaming, a homeless man sleeping. It's come as you are, don't you worry about leaving. You'll see every face, every race, every background. There's rest for the gypsies, the bikers, and broke downs, all heading in different directions. But right now, we're all at home at the Cracker Barrel. The waitress said, Bob, do you need me to top off your sweet tea? Hey, John, do you need some more, Joe? Betty's cruising the gift shop. Bill's bragging on his white socks. Jill's laptop is open to the history of Rome. A guy's outside chain smoking. A teenager's token. There's a nurse in her scrubs. Bags under her eyes. To my left, to my right. 30 different lives breaking bread here together tonight. Hey, there's drunks, rednecks, truckers, and college kids, a family of four on their way to the beaches, a young couple dreaming, a homeless man sleeping. It's come as you are, don't you worry about leaving. You'll see every face, every race, every background. There's rest for the gypsies, the bikers, and broke downs, all heading in different directions. But right now, we're all at home at the Cracker Barrel. You can come as you are to the Cracker Barrel. Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na. Hello, everybody. We're going to go to the next song that we're going to play, and I know it's called Fish. So we're excited. We're live on the air tonight, and we're excited. We're coming back. It's a very busy day. Enjoy the next song with John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, Have and Have Nots, and all the great shows. Small Village. Yes.
Life can be hard to figure out. It gets kind of squirrely from time to time, no doubt. But when you hit that rock, you just gotta roll. Just a little thought, a little food for your soul. When you're in the river, fish. When you're in the desert, drink. When you're in the deep south, eat grits. No matter what you think, when you're in the woods, hunt. When you're on the fourth down, punt. When you're in the Delta, sing the blues. When you're in the hoochie-coochie-coo. It all boils down to this, when you're in the river, fish. Crying in your beer, drowning in the river of where do I go from here. But when you hit that rock, you just gotta roll. Cause there's something better in that water, don't you know. When you're in the river, bitch. When you're in the honky-tonk, drink. When you're on the front porch, kick. No matter what you think,
barbecue when you're in the hoochie-coochie-coo. Hey, it all boils down to this when you're in the river.
Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, and we want to thank him so much.
Have nuts, don't forget.
Exactly, yeah. And all the other great shows and movies and faith-based films that he's in.
He was with Smallville.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, I know.
It's like, that was so cool.
And you know what he said in the interview, which was interesting? He said that Tyler Perry had to give him an invitation for auditioning.
Wow.
Yeah, so you have to be invited to audition. By Tyler Perry. That was very interesting.
Well, obviously, Tyler was very impressed with what he's been working with now in order to give him an invitation. And he's doing such a great job. I watched that show.
And he's his own independent director, which is amazing if you heard that interview. And he's got an Airbnb over there in Louisiana.
I heard that. Yes.
So I think we could just take the Tan Talk crew over there.
Come on down, you guys. It's in Louisiana.
Yes.
In the meantime, road trip.
So I know before we start, we have our directors. I want to introduce you live on the radio. Tell everybody who you are.
How you doing? My name is Andrew Michael Krantz. I'm an actor, a SAG actor, film director. Also, I'm a writer. I finished up a film called Torn from Innocence, which I wrote and directed in New York City. All filmed on location in New York City.
Okay.
Basically with the NYPD also.
Right. And so you're also working on some new films coming up.
Yes, I'm working with Randy Korn here with his production company. We're going to be shooting a new horror film, a short.
Okay.
Just to get the feeler of what's going on here in Clearwater. We're meeting new actors and new production people and trying to get into the film festivals in Tampa and so forth. And,
it's fabulous here for
that. We're going to start shooting that film very soon, probably within 2 weeks.
You know, I have one of my top actresses that was one of my reporters. She's in a lot of horror movies. Mm-hmm. And I said, somebody's got to write a script around her. And I have to show you this look. She could be beauty queen by day and killer by night. I'm not kidding you. But the look that she has is
pretty. She's always talking about me.
No, not at all. No, this is a Alexia, I'll send you information.
Yeah,
maybe
we need that. We're looking for actors. Yeah. We're looking for actors. I mean, the film I did in New York was called Torn from Innocence, which was involving the sex slave trade with the Russian mob in Brooklyn and so forth like that. And now we're going to do something completely different, which I want to do with the horror film. And I want to make something psychologically horror.
Okay,
it's not so much a slasher film or anything like that,
but
it's going to be scary.
So what made the change? Why did you want to change over?
I got tired of playing a cop for a long time.
Okay.
I'm always cast as a cop or a lawyer or a gangster. Because that's just coming from the Bronx. I come from the Bronx, New York, and when I was in acting classes, we used to shoot commercials and so forth, right?
Uh-huh.
And we'd do the Cadillac commercial, and I'd do the reading off the camera and everything, and then we would critique it and watch it. And no matter what I did, I always sound like I was going to break somebody's head.
Oh my!
It was always like, you're going to buy this Cadillac, break your head, you buy this car. You hear me? And that's how it's going to be. You buy the car, and no matter what I did, that's how it sounded. So I said, well, I guess I'm kind of typecast in this role, so I'll play the cop, which is not too far from being a gangster.
Okay.
You know, it's just a badge. I don't want nobody getting mad at me. But so I thought maybe we'll do a little horror film, and I'm a I'm really passionate about the old Hammer films from the 1960s, mm-hmm. the Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing films, and I like that whole look on everything. So that's what we're going to try and work on, that type of horror, where it's not a slasher film. It's not going to girl that she's naked and a spike comes through her, nothing like that.
You
it's
know,
just
like,
going to be psychological.
What I liked was like The Others, remember?
Yes,
I
yes,
mean,
with Nicole
like,
Kidman,
those
right? Was that
with
the
Nicole
one?
Nicole Kidman.
Right, yeah, well, yeah. That
kind
blew
of
your
stuff
mind.
Is my kind of like movies that I like to watch.
Right, psychological.
Like,
right.
You just
exactly.
Yeah, you know yeah. something's going on, and the audience knows something going on, and then it just slowly develops. You don't want to just throw it out there.
Well, you
so.
Know what we
or
could do,
like the
Denise? We've had live auditions on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we could have actors come in here and audition for you. And yeah. we have two actually that are on the phone. We're going to pop on real quick. So I have to go to those calls. One is calling from Michigan, and she's wow. going to say hello. So, Carrie, are you there? Carrie is from Michigan. She's one of my top reporters. If she's not there, we just want to shout out. You're doing a fabulous job.
Yay, Carrie.
Is she there? No. How about one of our other reporters from Texas? Are you on the phone? Are they there? We see them. We hear them. We see the light blinking. We are live on the air waiting for them. I don't know what happened. In the meantime, let's go to Brandon. Let's see if they call back. Brandon, we want you to do... I'm going to sweep, actually, the microphone over.
Yeah,
and... we're going to actually have Brandon audition. I want you to do a monologue for these guys. This is what we can do here
wow.
for your film. And we could have a lot of people to scream. I mean, I think I used to scream when I had a bill collector come to the door. And I could do a horrible scream at
them. Well, nowadays, the bill collectors don't even come to your door.
I know.
They just...
I'm
they
kidding.
Show up in your like email and stuff. They,
exactly.
They're everywhere.
But can I tell you real quick? I did work for a collection agency when I was 18, and you know what they said to
so
me? Wait, did you?
Sears Credit.
Whoa. Well,
I
they wanted the wives to be upset, and they'd hang up and laugh and
yeah.
say, okay, we got her. She's mm-hmm. she's upset. She's crying. I was like, really? Okay. But anyways, let's do your monologue. And ready? Action.
Yeah, can I do it standing up?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, into the microphone, and we're action. 3, 2, 1. You are live. Brandon.
I'm going to put down the headphones.
You're live.
So I should say before I begin, this is Jax Teller from the show Sons of Anarchy. I'll be doing a short monologue talking to his wife, Tara.
You're live.
That's just it, Tara. Your whole life has been a series of hit and runs. The moment someone makes you feel uncomfortable or tests your loyalty, little Tara packs her bags and runs back. Guess you got what you wanted from me, right? Use me to do your dirty work? Do you want to know how many women I've been with over the past 10 years? Hundreds! Maybe more! I don't know. I barely see their faces. I married Wendy because I was lonely. Because I got tired of the endless disconnect. But it was just a sad time out. And then you came back home, and it was like my past was coming back to give me another shot, a chance to do things different, better. Now that shot is running back to Chicago. Have a nice life, Doc. Thank you.
So that is called a monologue for people that come to our auditions and they say, what is a monologue? Guys, what did you think?
I love that. I think I know that scene, too.
Yeah. it's a really good scene.
Yeah. I was a big fan of that show. That's great.
Wow. Also, too, is I want to introduce, before we go to our call, is that you found them on the phone lines. I want to introduce this beautiful lady to my left and take the microphone right there. We're having fun. We have to use a mic live on the air.
Hi,
introduce yourself.
My name is Renee Leone.
And tell us what you do.
Well, doing some, a little bit of acting. I'm in a few commercials, and I work for CVF Productions. I'm an agent for them.
Right. I love Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Hope you're listening.
Yes, we do commercials. We do infomercials. A lot of multimedia stuff.
Right. But you're here because you are an actress, and you want to get connected in TV and film.
Yes,
so has Hollywood Connections helped you at all today?
Yes, I've I've met some interesting people, a couple directors, and besides you, I mean, you're famous.
Oh, well, you know what?
Amazing.
You know what? It's what God has me doing. This is my purpose, you know?
And Nisi over here?
Yes.
Yay. Yes. Yay. Nice to meet you.
Hello,
oh, yeah.
She's
oh,
yes. going to be my new best friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's all right. We're going to go out dancing, too.
Oh, God. You know right? what? That sounds like
80s fun. Music all the way.
There you go.
That's cool. Right.
Standing in a circle around your pocketbooks and shoes. And, just
and here's what else I need to find out.
I used to have a boutique on, you know.
We're having so much fun.
I had a high fashion boutique at one time, too.
Yes. So you went to the Tampa Bay Film Society meeting with us. I'm on the board with Ellen and Miriam and everybody.
Oh, yes.
How did you enjoy our Tampa Bay Film Society?
Oh, I loved it. And Dave Vogel is amazing. I mean, he has brought me to the Tampa Bay Film Society. He has really given me a lot of information. He was actually on a commercial with me, and we just hooked up and became friends.
I love David. And I know I did The Millionaire with him with Anjani.
Oh, really?
And we'll play that next week. But I know, let's go to our quick callers here. And hello, who's on the air?
Hi, Dawn. This is Carrie O'Gorman.
Hi, Carrie. We want to thank you for all the hard work you're doing. Do you have a question for one of the film directors
hey,
here?
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm fine,
I do
sweetie.
Have a question.
Okay.
I am World of Tourism Lifetime Queen, and I have no acting experience. So would I be able to apply for one of your movies, or do you only take people with experience in acting?
The truth is that most of the people that I work with aren't really professional actors, because I prefer to get people that are, I'll give you an example. We had a scene where someone had to be a bartender. I actually hired a bartender, and she was like saying, what do I have to do? I said, do what you do. You're a bartender. Just make
exactly
the drinks.
Exactly my point. Yes.
Yes. And I don't have the time or the money to sit there like a regular Hollywood producer or director and audition people for weeks on end to find out if they can make a drink. I just get the bartender and have him make a drink. So I look at it like reality. It works. I worked on a TV show called Oz on HBO for 2 years.
I love that.
And
show.
Through
I love that,
that
show.
Yeah,
I, love that
I was
show.
An inmate in for prison for 2 years on that show. And basically, it was really just reality. I mean, you get people. We used to actually hire people that came in from Rikers Island prison to come in as extras for the day, and they were real. They were real prisoners, and it was real. And that's where I learned.
Exactly. I agree with you. You know, also, hold on, Carrie. No, let's get Denise on. Her daughter is probably calling back shortly as well. And who else is on? And let's put them on as well. Okay. You're live on the air. Hello. Hi. Say your name.
Hi. Hi, I'm Bethany Durhammer.
That's right. Bethany, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
That's right. And you're in what state?
I'm in Texas.
That's right. And also, you're one of my new reporters.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. We're working on training, so that's what I do. I just hooked her up with Barb Norton. She's with the state legislature of Louisiana, and she owns 5 radio stations. So she's going to go over and interview her, and she's very hooked up with the TV networks as well. So we wanted just to introduce you live on the air. We're so excited for you. Are you excited? Because I know you got your new microphone.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so excited.
Super cool. And you're also one of the Gingerbread Pageant winners. And what was your title?
I was Beauty Supreme.
That's right. So she is a definite beauty queen reporter from the Gingerbread Pageant system.
And her voice just goes right with that.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, her
it's
voice
so
goes
Disney.
With that. Hi, Bethany. This is Nisi. How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you?
Her voice is so cute.
Oh, you should see her on camera. She's going to send us another video and introduce herself. So hold on a second. I know, do we have another caller as well? Well, we have 2 in Texas that we're waiting, and they're amazing. And they're going to be at some film festivals coming up. So if they do call back, we'll get them on next week also. And in the meantime, we have about 9 minutes left. And I do have to pay, actually, the one indie film that we did with one of our beauty queens, we just have to play that for a few minutes. And it's with Jared. And this was Deidre was down there. Now, we have some exciting news. The Widescreen Film Festival will be coming up in April. And me and Jared are talking about putting together a broadcasting award for the reporters. So this is where you can submit your films, and we'll be there on the red carpet.
Okay,
and we'll be right back.
Hi, it's DJ Veronica reporting for Hollywood Connections with Don Reese on 106.1 FM The Heat, and I'm here with Jared Knowles, the CEO and founder of IndieWise and Widescreen Film and Music Video Festival. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a pleasure to be here, and Dawn Reese is just amazing. She always sends the best people to our festival, even Dr. Ali, you know, former wife of Muhammad Ali. She sent last time, and so much great people like yourself, and you know, to come here and interview me. So it's a pleasure. I'm feeling good today.
Awesome. So how did this event come to be?
Well, you know, it was a God-inspired idea back in 2014 when, you know, I was going through a rough period in my life. God inspired me to do a festival because he said, you know, if I focused on helping other people be successful, that's when I'd experience true success.
Awesome. So did you go to school for filmmaking, and when did you start?
No, I didn't go to film school, actually. My background's in IT. I'm a tech guy, and, you know, I realized film was my true passion in my senior year.
Do you have any other upcoming projects or any advice for young filmmakers?
Oh, yeah, advice is just to, you know, don't take no for an answer and keep moving forward. You know, you never give up. You know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be some of the hardest things that you ever do in your life, but you got to stay motivated, stay passionate, and pursue your dreams at all costs. You don't give up, and you don't let anyone tell you anything negative. You don't let anyone tell you you can't accomplish something that you set your mind to do, because as people, we're powerful. We can accomplish anything we set our minds to. There's people that build rockets that go out of space. You know what I'm saying? And so that alone shows you how powerful as humans we can be if we apply ourselves.
So what inspired you to start your companies?
Well, you know, just giving people priceless opportunities that they wouldn't usually have.
That's awesome. So do you have any social media links, or how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, Instagram is The Legend Jared, and that's J-A-R-R-O-D, The Legend Jared, J-A-R-R-O-D. And then, you know, there's IndieWise, I-N-D-I-E-Wise. And you also have Widescreen Festival, my other festival, so.
Awesome. We'll be on the lookout, and congratulations for all of your accomplishments so far. Thank you so much for interviewing with me. And back to you, Don, in the studio.
Hey, we're back. We're live.
We're live.
Yeah. And we are back. And yeah, that was Widescreen Film Festival coming up, and that's going to be in April. And we're excited. That was Deidre. So anyways, what I needed to tell everybody, me and my husband bought the Expedia franchise of Expedia with right here. So I'm working on some wonderful group packages. So maybe we can take Tan Talk Network on a cruise. Maybe you can take your group, your church. Just, you know, call me at 727-871-7788, and I'll hook you up. Actually, I'm a cruise director on the side for Expedia, so I help you with your travel arrangements, and that is my day job. So in the meantime, everybody, we have about 6 minutes. Any last words you want to say? I'm going to go around the table.
My last words is, you know, you guys, pray for the families and the people that are in Hawaii, because there's a really bad storm going through there, and we have reporters there, so you guys, we're praying for their families, and so we love you guys, and we're thinking about you.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hi. Renee Leon. So I want to pray for our country, our president, and for peace in the world. God bless everybody.
That's beautiful.
Hi, it's Brandon Naylor again. I'd like to say never underestimate any opportunity, because the littlest thing can turn into the biggest things. Like right now with these great people that I'm surrounded with, happening in Craigslist. So don't ever underestimate any opportunity.
Yes, he came to our audition, and that's every, actually, we're not on the air yet. Yes, we are. We are actually going to do every second Thursday in Palm Harbor at EJ Cotto at her place. So please call 727-871-7788. And also, thank you guys for being here. Are you ready to do a casting here with talent? We'll just have to do it a couple of weeks and get talent with their headshots or resumes and monologues.
Oh, I'm all set. I know they're going to be in the film right off the bat. Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got two people cast already.
All right. That's a Hollywood connection.
And we're going to start in like 2 weeks, so we got to get everybody's numbers, and we got to work all this out.
Oh, that's a Clearwater, Hollywood Clearwater connection.
You never know how things are going to turn out.
I'm behind the scenes. Yeah,
Tampa Hollywood.
We're trying to do.
Yeah. At the bottom.
We're the Hollywood of the East Coast.
I got you.
Why not? Why not?
Absolutely.
And we'll get you guys to the Tampa Bay Film Society. Have you been there yet with Ellen? And that's every month, and it's wonderful. We have major guests. Maybe you could guest speak in film. We'll make you one of the guest speakers. Ellen, I know you're watching, so we're going to make sure that we send everything over, and we have some new guest speakers at the Tampa Bay Film Society.
I'd love to.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. And EJ, I can't thank you enough. She does headshots right now for $45, and she's pretty amazing with her work, and I have to get one without a hat.
She is just so awesome. EJ, she is so awesome, you guys. Trust me.
So, before we end, we want to thank John Schneider. We also want to end with Niecy's husband. He is an R&B artist.
Yes.
And do you have that song ready to go? And what song, Niecy, are we going to play?
He's going to be singing Misty by Johnny Mathis. You know, he loves Johnny Mathis.
And you want to book him?
Yes.
Get in touch
with me at dreammaster425@yahoo.com.
Right.
He's available, you guys. He's out there. He's available. Come on.
And also remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. Get on your knees in the morning. Start praying for things that you want and thanking him for what you have. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Like us on Facebook, Hollywood Connections.
ECP. Peace.
All right.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kid in a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Warm away, and a thousand violins begin to play. For it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're needing me on, but it's just what I want you. I'm lost. That's why I'm following you. On my own, when I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my heart, my glove, I'm too misty and too much.